The truth is marching on. Amen. As long as you and I keep our mouth open, spreading the gospel and sharing Jesus Christ. Amen. It'll continue to march on and march on and march on. Start setting people free. You know, but God wants you to understand one thing this morning. He doesn't say nothing else. That He is God. He is a holy God. He's a just God. He's a righteous God. He is God. And then let's get it out of our mind. Okay, let's take God and set Him on the side. But He wants the people to come back to Him like never come back before. He wants people to worship Him, to honor Him, to love Him, to care for Him. And no compromise. You know, I can't imagine this right now talking about our independence and stuff and start bad-mouthing George Washington. You know, I don't think so. I mean, he really stuck it out there. And all of them brave men and women did, okay? Well, how much more should we worship God and honor Him? Remember, our witnessing isn't always by mouth. It's by the way we live our life. Remember that. More people you'll witness to when you don't know anybody's watching you. You're showing truly who God is. It's easy to say, hey, God loves you. But it's different to show Him how much He loves you. And that's through us. So we just got to make sure, God, that we just rally together in these last days before the coming of the Lord. And we hold nothing back. Keep no reservations. Hang on to nothing that's not of the Lord. If it's not His, boom, if you're not sure of God, get rid of it. Be on the safe side. Amen? Be encouraged on that. You know, back in July the 4th, 1776, something took place. That's the day that America decided that enough was enough. We are tired of being overtaxed. We are tired of taxation without representation. We got tired of the price of tea, and we wanted our freedom. We are tired of Britain running our lives. We wanted to be in charge of our own lives. So we grabbed a pen and a paper and declared our independence from Britain. July the 4th, 1776 was the day we declared to live our lives as we wanted to. But Britain did not want to surrender the control they had over us very quickly. A couple of lines that we declared that was, when the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them to one another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Otherwise, why are you leaving me? Why are you want to break away from Britain? And we said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We didn't just say, hey, we're sick and tired of you. We told them exactly why, and it goes on, okay? We declared our independence, and we celebrate the July the 4th because of that. But see, a great battle will take place as Britain tried and tried to force us to submit to their authority. But battle after battle, we would fight and fight. Some battles we would lose, but we got smarter and smarter as we continued our quest for independence and never gave up. And with the weaponry we as Americans had, we fought and fought until we won our independence. We had victory. And yes, after that battle, and after that battle, regrouping and regrouping, we never gave up on our desire to be free from foreign control. In 1783, the Treaty of Paris was signed, and we had won. But we did not sit down and rest. From the very day of signing the Treaty of Paris, in fact, from the very day that we declared our independence from Britain, we've been on the guard to protect our freedom that we won. If we do not stay on our toes, an enemy will come in, sneak in, buy its way in, and take our freedom away, and we'll be once again burdened without representation. We need to defend what we have gained. But you have to understand that. We think that, okay, we declared independence, then we fought for it, and we gained it several years later. Folks, we didn't. We gained our independence on July the 4th, 1776. We said in our mind, in our spirit, enough is enough. We're tired of this. We were set free right then from any control. Now, they might still have the physical control of us, but in our mind, we were set free. No longer am I going to bow down to this thing of Britain. No longer am I going to submit to what they want me to do. Oh, they throw me in prison, stretching from my neck, but no longer will I be subdued to them. We declared that. A few years later, the enemy decided, okay, let's leave these guys alone. Better fight for it. Battle after battle. They didn't want to give up control of us, Fred. They wanted our money. They wanted everything. But no, we come together. Individually, come together as colonies, and we continue to fight because we are independent. After we signed the Treaty of Paris, we did not sit down. We did not take a vacation. We didn't say, okay, we're independent now. No. From the very day that we declared independence, we started guarding that, defending that. Because if we don't, we will lose it. You know, we can declare, well, I'm free, I'm independent, and be a slave. First comes the mental, and then comes the physical. And I think at times we get to the point, all we have is a freedom in our head, and not in our life. At times we can compromise, give up just a little bit of these freedoms, or someone will come to take away part of your freedom. Take away what you can do, Vicky. I said, well, that's okay. I still got mine. I can still do what I want to do. You know, we see it here in the United States today. We see that we start compromising. Or Fred Long is, I don't care what goes on in your neighborhood. Long as my neighborhood's okay. I don't care what happens. I'm not going up there. But my place is okay. And we start forgetting who we are. We forget about the independence that we won. Folks, we need to band together. If Fred's got trouble in his neighborhood, we need to come to Fred's. He don't have, okay? But we need to come to your neighborhood and say, come on, Fred. Let's go for a walk. We need to stand up for one another. We need to stand up for righteousness. You know, as long as there's still 51% of Americans who are Christian, Americans who are free, we are a free nation. We are one nation under God.
Amen.
But you fall to 49% and it's over with. But 51%, we had the right to stand up and defend one another. We got to get our eyes off of ourselves and back onto one another. Care about your neighborhoods. Care about one another. Brother, stand up or don't have to crawl back in a hole, shut your door, say, oh, as long as I'm okay here, I ain't going to worry about anybody else. No. That's not what made this country great. That's not what broke us free. We come together. They pledged their lives, great fortunes, to be independent. Man, look what happened. Brave men. We talk about World War II being the greatest generation. They are fantastic. But let's not forget about the first generation. Oh my. Whatever it takes. Their eyes wasn't on themselves. It was on the next generation.
Right.
I'll lay my life down for the next generation to live in peace, but set free. There's a difference between being free and living in peace.
That's right.
Remember that.
Right.
Too many times, even our Christian walk, we think, man, I'm a Christian, something's wrong. Man, I don't know, I don't have that peace. That peace that was in us. It's in us, but there's a war going on that we continue to battle. And we can't sit down on that. We got to get our eyes back to ourselves. We have to away from ourselves and back on one another. But we can't do nothing without the Lord. Everything's in vain. Everything's in vain. Yeah, look at. When I was thinking about today, I thought about myself. I took a couple of notes. I said, the way the Declaration of Independence came through was the same way myself. On January 2nd, 2000, 6:35 p.m., I signed the Declaration of Independence from sin in my life, written with the blood of Jesus Christ, my Commander in Chief. On that day, I won my independence right there on the spot. But also that day, I started defending that independence that the enemy kept coming back, trying to regain the territory that he had lost. Okay? Sometimes you say, well, I'm trying to be a Christian. You either are or you're not. Okay? When you declared him Lord and Savior, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, boom! You're set free from your sin life. You declared that. He's behind you now. And don't ever forget that Satan will come back on you time and time again. And just because you lose a battle, you have not lost the war. Remember that. We lost several battles in our independence, but we won the war. Keep in your mind as a Christian that Jesus Christ has already won the war.
Amen.
We got battle we'll fight, yes. But we have the victory. Our independence is our independence from sin. You know, we have to remember that. Too many times you're getting down on yourself. Too many times people are surrendering. They think that they're going to be perfect from the very beginning. Now, throughout the Declaration of Independence of my life, I have fought a lot of battles. Some I have won and some I have lost, but I have never, ever, ever shrunken back to the enemy that had me. I may have lost a few battles, but I have already won the war thanks to my Commander-in-Chief, Jesus Christ. He won it for me and for you. Maybe after you have declared your independence from sin, you have fought some battles, losing some. But I tell you this morning, don't surrender. Keep fighting. Regroup. Fire your weapons. The blood of Christ, the word of our testimony, the word of God. You have the victory. And don't let Satan lie to you. Don't let him lie to you. But our desire is to win every battle that we fight. Don't settle for second best. Continue to fight. And sometimes we have to regroup together. Sometimes we have to fight these battles together. Satan will try to come and take you back where you come from. But he can't. Just because you lost a battle doesn't mean you're not a Christian. When our brothers and sisters lost a battle during the War of Independence, it doesn't mean they weren't Americans. They're still Americans. Right. Now, they could become a traitor. They could surrender and say, hey, come on, I'm going to give me your coat. Give me your red coat and I'm going to go with you. They could. Okay. You can do the same thing. Satan can come against you and finally say, I give up. Christ, get out of my life. And follow Satan. You can be a traitor to Jesus Christ. But until you speak that out, man, just because you're losing a battle, man, dig in. Overcome it. If you lost a battle last night, repent. Say, Lord, the blood of Christ, you cover me. Get back up and keep going. And folks, let's not lose one soldier behind. How many people are crying out, man, they want back. They're fighting and Satan's got them covered up. And they just can't get set free. Man, we should never be comfortable when we see a brother and sister, man, a fellow soldier in captivity. Now, it's a little bit different. They come to you and say, hey, I'm done. I'm done with Jesus. Don't pray for me. I'm sick and tired of it. It don't work. I don't want them anymore. That's one thing. In fact, I'm not sure I can quit praying then. But man, when you see brothers and sisters struggling, and boy, you know they want the Lord, but man, they just can't shake free from the enemy. We better be on our hands and knees. We better be praying, interceding, and fasting. We better be encouraging one another. Oh, how sad it'd be to see someone taken captive and completely get boom, brainwashed again. I forget what the lady's name was back in the 60s. Hirsch. Patty Hirsch. Taken captive, I mean, I don't know the whole story, I'm just going about the public or what the news media said, but they took her captive, Lebanese army or somebody like that. Yeah. Okay, yes. And they kept brainwashing. Next thing they know, she's robbing banks and stuff like that. And according to the media and everything, she was taken from one part of life, you know, a rich, fancy life, into a rebellious life because all she heard was, you know, anti-establishment, go, 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 go. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know, but I know they got her set free. You got her back to whatever we call normal anymore. So we have to watch that ourselves, you know. You can be influenced by the enemy not knowing it. Very easily, the enemy can creep back in. Like I said earlier, I mean, I don't know what the total is anymore. At one time, 17% of America was owned by foreign soils. But they don't have to come over and take us. They're going to buy us out. You know? Oh, it's probably higher than that now. I know out home, we had a lot of oil and gas leases. And one of the foreign countries owned like 20% of them. Bought out other gas companies, you know? I mean, just... So we are willing, as Americans, to sell out America for money. We don't think about one another. As long as it puts a couple bucks in my back pocket, I don't care that the enemy who hates America buys my property as long as I got money in my pocket. See, we're not worrying about the next generation. As long as just take care of me. Well, how long can take care of me last? You know? I don't know. Sooner or later, we won't be talking American. I'm not talking about rebellion. I'm talking about standing up what we inherited.
That's right.
Your inheritance. How many stories have you heard where kids inherit the fortunes of their parents? Now, my kids were never inherited. Talk about it. Unless they want the dog and the cat. We don't even have a cat anymore. But how many times have they inherited the fortunes of their parents and they blew it within 10 years? They had no respect for it. They had no idea. They had no idea what the responsibility of that. And folks, we know the responsibility we have. We just need to stand up and be counted for. Stand up for America. Stand up in our prayer lives. You know, we have a physical army and we have a spiritual army. We are part of the, most of us here are a spiritual army. You know, I don't think anybody here is an active military now. And that battle is greater in the spirit realm than it is in the physical realm. So your prayers count. They really do. But we have to, again, have that line drawn and not compromise at all. And folks, get back to where God is holy in your life. Get back to where you recognize, is this here, this body you have? That is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Understand that. And yet sometimes we think, it's a temple of the Holy Spirit. God lives in you. He owns your body. And we owe it to Him to give Him the best, be the best landlord, I guess, that we can be. Okay? By keeping out the filth of the world, what I'm talking about. Flush out them thoughts. Flush out the entertainments that comes into your mind and you grab a hold of them. Flush out the things of this world that's taken away, that's weakening your prayer life. God is a holy God and He shall not ever be mocked. Show Him respect in your life. In fact, I don't want to say show Him respect. You should have a desire to respect Him. Now, right now, right here, it's our time we come together to worship Him. Man, awesome this morning to hear His Word. This should be the one of the most important times of your week to come in here and hear that, to be encouraged. Because Monday's just 12 hours away, you know what I'm saying? So we just need to set this aside and pour into me, you know. And if you can't be here, man, I don't care where you might be at, set that time aside, get that Bible open, let Him pour into you. You know, because if you can't make it down here, He can still talk to you through His Word, amen? You just honor Him. You know, it's been 12 years since we've had church out home. But I walked down with my family and that anointing is still there. Because that's where we met God at. And same way in your house, or wherever you might meet Him in your car. Maybe you're traveling all the time, and right there in your front seat is where you start talking to God and worship. His presence is right there. He goes with us. So man, just be encouraged today. Be encouraged. But man, take your walk with the Master more serious today than you did yesterday. Not just your lives depending upon that, but lives around us are. People need something. They don't know what it is, but they need freedom from sin. And how will they know what that freedom is like if somebody doesn't show and tell them? You know, I mean, I've been married all my life. 40 years, 60 years, 2/3 of my life I've been married. You know, I can't really remember life without being married. Now, some of you bachelors in here might be able to tell me what it's like. But, you know, as you get accustomed to things, it's just the way it is. And some people have been without Jesus all their life, and that's just the way it's been. They don't know anything else. They don't know what true freedom is, what true love is, what true peace is, what true joy is. They don't know. But here we are, ambassadors. We represent the freedom of the cross for Jesus Christ. So don't be bashful. Don't be bashful in living for Him, showing the love of the Lord, and helping other people declare their independence. Because He's coming back very soon, to get us. Amen. Amen.